As this was the wet season, each afternoon a black storm cloud would come rolling along, and for a little while there would be a great downpour of rain. After that, the sun would come out brightly again. The African mornings are as black as night, for it is always dark until the sun gets up. Then, the light comes all at once as if you pulled up a window shade and let in the bright sunlight. In Central Africa, the sun always rises at 6 in the morning and sets at 6 in the evening. So, no one in Alice's party needed a watch to tell him the time at sunrise or sunset. Sometimes at 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes even at 3, Alice would find herself being pulled out of her warm blankets and hurried into her clothes. The tent was chilly and lighted only by a candle. The tent boys would come running in with hot water just about the time everybody had had a hurried wash with cold water. Alice would give her hair a hasty brushing, pull on her sweater, and run out to the breakfast table, which was set outside the tents. Candles would be burning, and in the darkness the boys who helped with the cooking would be running back and forth from the kitchen fire, bringing hot prunes and cereal and toast and bacon and coffee. Behind the breakfast table, other boys were putting out the bags, taking down the tents. Eagerly, the natives would watch the white people eat. They had no wish for the white man's food, but oh, how they watched the big tin cans from which the milk and jam and biscuits came!